Intelligent Survival, 100 Assertions for the AI Era. By Yan Xiaopeng. Core Thesis. The vast majority of people are applying digital era thinking to AI transformation, and this itself is a fatal trap. Yan Xiaopeng draws a fundamental distinction. Digitalization relies on the closed-world assumption, enumerating rules to record the past, essentially a rearview mirror. Intelligence relies on the open-world assumption, understanding the real world through tokens, essentially a navigation system. The book's 100 assertions do not claim absolute correctness but pierce through the surface foam of technological iteration to ask what underlying patterns remain unchanged in the AI era. This is not an AI operations manual but a cognitive map for those unwilling to merely chase waves. Viewpoint 1: Intelligence is not an extension of digitalization. The book's core judgment is that intelligence is not a development issue but a survival issue. Digitalization is based on bits and the closed-world assumption, automating known processes through enumerated rules. Intelligence is based on tokens and the open-world assumption, handling unknown situations by understanding the real world. Tesla reduced 300,000 lines of traditional driving code to 2,000. This is not simplification but a paradigm leap from enumerating rules to understanding the world. Traditional business intelligence dashboards are becoming obsolete in front of intelligent agents. The hardest part of transformation is not learning new tools but forgetting the old logic that drove past success. A reduction in code volume is not optimization, it is a paradigm revolution. Viewpoint 2: The accidental encounter and inevitable convergence of algorithms, computing power, and data. And traces the coevolutionary flywheel of algorithms, computing power, and data. Hinton persisted alone for 3 decades when neural networks had been sentenced to death, eventually welcoming the dawn of deep learning. Feifei Li, defying academic bias that data doesn't matter, built the ImageNet dataset through crowdsourcing. Jensen Huang stubbornly bet on parallel computing during a decade when Wall Street had nearly given up, until GPUs became the cornerstone of the AI era. Three people's lonely persistence converged at the historic moment of AlexNet in 2012. The book emphasizes that innovation is never a solo performance. Breakthroughs do not come from a genius's flash of inspiration but from the accidental encounter and inevitable convergence of multiple elements. Viewpoint 3: Intelligent agents are the ultimate compression and release of knowledge. The analysis of agent deployment is particularly insightful. The essence of an intelligent agent is the ultimate compression and release of knowledge when experience can be encapsulated as machine executable skills. Tools evolve into colleagues. The core path to agent deployment is becoming clear. Context engineering determines how much an agent can understand, the skill system determines how much it can do, and the agent infrastructure determines how large the ecosystem can grow. Global benchmark practices from Tesla, OpenAI, DeepSeek, and Palantir are used to substantiate these judgments. The book lays out a cognitive map of intelligence's essence and large model application logic that even general readers can grasp. Viewpoint 4: Organizational evolution speed is the real bottleneck of AI adoption. Technology advances at exponential speed, but organizations evolve at linear speed, and this gap is the true bottleneck of AI adoption. Herbert Simon declared the ceiling of human rationality, and AI is turning that ceiling into a floor. As AI transforms organizations from clocks to rainforests, the basic assumptions that have supported modern management for 250 years, division of labor, hierarchical control, bounded rationality, are being dismantled one by one. Future competition is not about technology but about the speed of organizational evolution. The book expresses this through an assertion: transformers chase the era, natives define the era. Token consumption is the electricity of the intelligent age. Viewpoint 5: National innovation must transcend the Galapagos effect. The final discovery concerns national innovation and industrial ecosystems. Every major technological revolution is a coevolution of institutions and technology. Why are China and the US leading global AI? China has blazed a unique innovation path: network-type innovation in high-speed rail and communications, capital-intensive breakthroughs in solar and electric vehicles, and platform-type explosion in e-commerce and mobile payments. But challenges are equally severe: the fragmentation of the B2B market, the squeeze of project-based delivery on productization, and the fragmentation of the innovation ecosystem by private deployment. Toynbee said that all civilizational decline is essentially suicide rather than homicide. How to transcend the Galapagos effect, break path dependency, move toward a unified market, and build an open ecosystem is a major proposition determining whether a nation can truly establish itself in the intelligent wave. Practical significance. First, for business decision makers, the book's greatest value is breaking the cognitive misconception that intelligence is an extension of digitalization. If your AI transformation merely overlays intelligent tools on existing processes, you are still driving with a rearview mirror. Genuine transformation requires switching from closed-world thinking to open-world thinking, which matters more than procuring any technology. Second, for individuals, the book's approach of assertions is worth learning. Amid bewildering change, the question to repeatedly ask is, what remains unchanged? What is the essence? What is the pattern? This ability to pierce through surface phenomena is more valuable than mastering any specific tool. The greatest danger in the AI era is not skill obsolescence but cognitive framework obsolescence. Third, for technology practitioners, the book's tracing of the coevolution of algorithms, computing power, and data provides a valuable historical perspective. Understanding where AI came from helps judge where it is going. The stories of Hinton, Lee, and Huang remind us that genuine breakthroughs are often born in corners ignored by the mainstream, and the value of lonely persistence is irreplaceable. Summary. Intelligent Survival is a book that refuses to chase waves and insists on asking about the direction of the current. The significance of 100 assertions lies not in providing definitive answers but in the sustained questioning of the AI era's core issues. And Xiaopeng's 8 years of reflection tell us that in the supersonic AI wave, what is truly worth grasping is not the next trend but the underlying logic that will not be invalidated by the next version release. This book is for anyone in the tsunami who refuses to merely chase waves.